Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Yod Zayin, Megillah 17. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the second chapter of Tractate Megillah, which is called Hakorei Lemafreya, one who reads backwards. So we start with the Mishnah on 17a, and the Mishnah says Hakorei as a Megillah Lemafreya, that one who reads the Megillah Lemafreya. What does it mean, Lemafreya? Usually throughout the Talmud, Lemafreya means retroactively. And the way Meiri explains it, it means that you read the later part of the Megillah first. And so too we find in Ezekiel, it says, Ani Hashem dibarti ba'a va'asisi lo efra. And Radak explains that that means that I will not turn back from what I decreed. And so therefore, meaning to say that you read it from backwards and then going forward. So if you do that, well, you've not fulfilled your obligation, and the reason for this is the reason why you have not fulfilled your obligation, that is because you haven't publicized a miracle. Rashi here doesn't explain what it means to read Lemafreya. However, with respect to recitation of Shema in Tractate Brachos 13a, Rashi explains that reading something Lemafreya means that you read it uvisharecha beit. Instead of reading it, and so instead of reading it that way, you switch the words around. And so too with respect to the parasha of Sota, Rashi explains that you write certain of the words out of order. So if you do that, you have not fulfilled your obligation. However, there's other opinion there's other opinions amongst the Rishonim, like Rav Nachman Nigon and Sefer Ora, who explain that reading Lemafreya means to say that you read the last verse, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, and you read that in order, and then afterwards you read the verse before it, V'chomaseh Takfo, and then you continue to read it outside of order. So meaning that you didn't switch up the words, but you read the last verses out of order, meaning to say that you start with the wrong verse, with a verse, and then you read the verse before it. And so similarly, Milunil says that you read that reading it Lemafreya means that you read pasuk, the second pasuk, before the first verse. So there are all these different opinions, because it's not really defined in the Mishnah exactly what it means. And so therefore, that is not fulfilling your obligation. Also, if you were kara al peh, if you read the Megillah by heart, meaning to say that you didn't read it from a scroll at all, you just read it by heart, or if you have the Megillah that was written before you in Hebrew and you read it in a different language, or kara targum, or if you read it from a scroll that was written in Aramaic, and for sure if you read it b'kolashon or any one of the other languages, lo yatsa, you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the reason why if you read it by heart, that is not fulfill your obligation, is because we learn it by comparing it to the obligation of wiping out Amalek, which we know has to be done from the scroll itself, as the Gemara is going to say on 18a. And the reason why if you read it in the Aramaic or in any language, it's no good, is because the one who reads it is not going to understand necessarily the language that he's reading from it. But if you're reading a scroll that was written in one of the vernacular languages for people who don't know Hebrew, and you read it b'la'azi, that will fulfill your obligation for all the people who understand that language, because they want them to understand it. But however, the person who speaks the vernacular and he hears the Megillah being read in Ashuris, which is another name for Lashon HaKodesh, for the Hebrew language at that time, then you have fulfilled your obligation, even though he doesn't hear. And the reason is because the people are going to ask, what is the reading that you're reading, and how did the miracle happen? And they're going to tell him, and so therefore fulfill his obligation to fulfill the miracle. We have all these laws about reading the Megillah, even though this is a rabbinic law. It's a rabbinic law to read the Megillah. Nevertheless, there are a lot of laws about the reading of the Megillah. Kara Serugim, meaning to say you read it. Serugim is you read it a little beat at a time. You read a little and then you skip, and then you read a little and then you skip. Umisnamne, meaning to say, or if you read it in a manner where you're not completely awake and you're not completely sleeping, you're dozing off. Talmud tells about misnamne in several places that when they call you, you don't answer, but you don't know what you're answering to. You don't know how to explain the depth of what you're being asked. So in those cases, you fulfill your obligation. So now it comes to the laws of writing the Megillah. Hayakosfa, that when you're writing the Megillah, you have another, that Megillah is in front of you that you're reading from, or Dorsha, and also in the middle of the drasha of reading the Megillah, you have placed in front of you a Megillah, Magia, or if you're reading it in order to check for mistakes, Imkiven Libo. So in all these cases, you're writing the Megillah, or you're expounding the Megillah, or you're commenting, or you're fixing it, and it comes out that you read the whole Megillah for the purposes. You read the whole Megillah, and it's on Purim, so if you intended to fulfill your obligation, Yatza, V'emlav lo Yatza, but if you didn't intend to fulfill your obligation, then you do not fulfill your obligation. Haisa kesuva besam, let's say you write it with a type of ink that was like gold, or besikra, or it's a type of ink that was red, ubekumus, if you write it with like a sap from a tree. Bekankantom, this is a black ink that was typically used for dyeing the shoes. Alani are on paper, val diftera. Diftera is a type of parchment that was soaked in salt and with flour and water, but they didn't really cure it. Lo yatza, you have not fulfilled your obligation. It has to be written. Ashur take suva ashuris. It needs to be written in Hebrew. Ala sefer with parchment ubidio. And dio is this black ink. As it says, vatichtova Esther amalka, that Esther the queen wrote in. A rabbi say it needs to be written with ink on parchment.